This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Anthony Kuhn is our guest. Leanne McAdoo's here. David Knight is walking in about 4.5 minutes to sit in this seat and take over. I did a pretty good job having a fun show today. I didn't cover as much news as I should have because, quite frankly, it's traumatic to read 100 or 200 articles and come in here and try to cover it. Anthony, you were getting into the assault on just being real, being independent. They're trying to domesticate us is what I thought you were getting at. And I think there's a rebellion against that. And once humans realize, every race, color, and creed, religion, that you are under attack, humans love to fight. And once we know we're in a fight, we start winning.
Well, that's why they outlawed fist fighting.
Yeah, when you get, it's an assault on people's individuality too. Innovation, people being clever, people being, unique. That's it. They want to lump us into a group that can easily be, it's easier to lead a group of people than it is a bunch of individuals. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're doing. Whether it's making a one sex bathroom, or just squashing people's freedoms and the freedom to voice opinions or invent, be innovative, have ideas, that seems to be the bad thing. We're in a topsy-turvy world. The victims are the bad guys. The perpetrators are the victims. And when they throw us off base like that, it's easier to guide us in a direction they want.
Sure. You've been super successful for decades in radio. I don't know all the numbers. I know you've been really big, so I know you could have retired, right?
Oh, yeah. I could have retired a while ago, especially on that last outing where I was fired for merely tweeting something.
Exactly. So let me guess, though. I just see the buzz on the street. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I know you're an honest guy. Are you reaching as many or as much or more people now since you went completely independent? Because I'm hearing more about you than I ever heard. So
we're almost 2 years into this venture at this point. So honestly, I don't think I'm reaching as many people as I did on satellite or especially broadcast radio.
No, I was talking about satellite, not broadcast. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm sure we're closing in on it, and I see this growing. This is something I'm very happy with, very proud of, and it is. It's got a buzz. People are finally realizing, hey, there are some places out there where people are speaking openly, honestly, without repercussions.
Yeah, because I just hear some buzz about your show, but I'll be honest. Some smart people, mainly a lot of trendies, and you know, they just like the dirty jokes or, you know, tranny jokes or whatever, which is fine with me. It's just you know, everybody can have their own free speech. But now that you guys are getting hardcore, a lot of the thinking folks are paying attention, so that's a good thing. And I'd rather have one thinking person than, you know, two idiots listening.
Yeah, well, you know what? Years ago, you could shock people on the radio, and that was our job. Now, two clicks of a mouse or on your phone, you're seeing stuff that would shock anybody. So that's kind of a done deal. I like the idea of coming on here and talking about things that are pretty important.
But you always kind of did that. Whenever I was on your show, you were kind of the guy getting into serious stuff.
Yeah. I was always the one that wanted to tackle some of these issues out here.
All right. Well, listen, we really appreciate the work you're doing. It's good to have more folks out there fighting tyranny. And God bless you, Anthony. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Alex.
Well, there he goes, compoundmedia.com. And again, we do this. We have other people on that are talking about the censorship, the tyranny who've been censored. Because we're all in this together, folks. I mean, these idiots go, I hope they shut Drudge down or Limbaugh down. We'll have more clicks. No, they'll get us next. They have no common sense here.
Exactly, yeah.
And but even if I would profit from that, I wouldn't want that to happen. It's called empathy.
Well, that's what people love about Trump so much, is he's saying what the media has been trying to suppress for so long. And they're not winning. They're losing, because they're losers.
That's right. Leanne, you're doing a great job. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central, on top of the news. It'll be the news and this. Ask me anything. Roger Stone, at least an hour of it. They're saying 2 hours of it. Infowars.com/show. And, of course, the nightly news tonight at 7 o'clock. Who's hosting that? That'll be Leanne McAdoo.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for it when they pull that gate.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the fourth hour, we keep adding additional things to the broadcast. We've added the fourth hour. Tonight, we're going to try something new. As Alex has pointed out, we're going to have an Ask Me Anything session on Reddit with Roger Stone that we're going to broadcast live. And, of course, we have that graphic that's up there. One thing that's not on the graphic is it is 7 p.m. Central Time. 7 p.m. Central Time. We're going to have Roger Stone on for a couple of hours, Ask Him Anything on Reddit, and that's going to combine the best aspects of the internet and being able to ask people things instantaneously and then have a live response there that you'll be able to see on video. Now, this hour, we're going to be talking to John McAfee at the bottom of the hour. He is one of the candidates running for the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party begins their convention tomorrow in Orlando. They're going to choose their nominee at convention. They don't have the primary functions or the caucus elections state by state. They do it for the national party. They do it at convention. It's going to be very interesting. Of course, Gary Johnson was the candidate 4 years ago. He appears to be in the lead at this point. But I think there's a lot that John McAfee has to say, actually. I'm quite interested in talking to him. He's the person
out of all the libertarian candidates that I'm the most interested in, because I believe that John McAfee is pulling the Libertarian Party, if he gets their nomination, he could pull the Libertarian Party into the 21st century. In far too many areas, the Libertarian Party is still debating the academics of issues that were with us 20 years ago when I was active with them. They really have not been involved with some of the key core issues that we're faced with today. Things that are taking over our lives, that are laying the groundwork for tyranny. And, of course, that is primarily in the electronics area, in the surveillance area, and the dragnet surveillance area that we've got. So I want to talk to him a lot about that. Yeah, he's somebody that understands that, of course, better than pretty much anybody else on the planet. He's one of the international experts on security, cybersecurity, what is possible, what is not possible. And, of course, this is an individual who has been under the gun of the government. He hasn't been a politician. He has been the target of politicians. That will make you a libertarian. So he feels it in his gut, just as Lily Tang Williams, that we talked to, who's running for Senate in Colorado. She grew up under Mao, under the Cultural Revolution in China. She knows what it's like to be a slave. She said she's not going to be a slave again. He knows what it's like to be hunted by the government, and he doesn't want to see that happen again either. We're going to play a report from Alex Jones in just a moment. Before we do, though, I want to talk about what we've got back in stock. We do have Super Male Vitality is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This has been out of supply for over a month. And, of course, if this is something that you use on a regular basis, you try our products, you like the products, you like what they do for you, sign up for AutoShip. Not only does it get you a 10% discount, but it makes sure that it never goes out of stock for you. So Super Male Vitality has been out of stock, but it is now back in stock for a limited time only, unless you sign up for AutoShip. Also, we have a Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 20% off. We've extended that sale. That's our Nascent Iodine. A great time to stock up on an emergency preparedness item that you need to have, a health item that you need to have, and that is Nascent Iodine in your, I guess you could call it your medicine chest or your food supply. One of the articles that we're looking at today that came out, which I think is very relevant to what we're going to be talking to John McAfee about, is this is a Wired magazine article. A car's computer can fingerprint you in just minutes based on how you drive. Isn't that interesting? We're going to talk about this more after the report, but I wanted to just give you a little bit of a tease of this. The government, or the security experts, let's say, they can identify you, of course, with a lot of different biometric identifiers. They can look at your eyes, they can look at your ears, they can look at your face, okay? They can identify you by your walk. Now they can identify you in an incredibly short period of time by the way you drive. And just by looking at the way you apply the brakes, and this has massive privacy ramifications for us in our lives, the way the insurance companies and government will regulate us, it's just the tip of the iceberg of where we're going to go. But before we go to that, I'll talk about that in the next segment, but I want to play this report because Donald Trump clinched the nomination of 1,237 delegates at ACE, had a speech. Alex Jones breaks this down. He exposes the globalist coup over America. The elite in full panic. Here's that report.
The establishment is in panic mode like it's never been before. In the last 24 hours, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, and many other establishment media outlets all came out and said, we're in panic mode. Donald Trump is channeling Alex Jones. Donald Trump's getting his worldview from InfoWars.com.
And any sort of conspiracy theory, anything from the 80s, the 90s, or even beyond, I think is just continuously stoking that.
But this also just feels very narrowcast to me. I mean, this I really think, it's been amazing to watch this. I mean, you got Alex Jones, who I've been watching a lot recently. He's like the main conspiracy theorist, the sort of probably the most popular in American life right now. You know, Roger Stone goes on that show every day. Right. There's this crazy vortex of all that stuff back from the 90s and Dan Burton firing a gun, you know, into a pumpkin or whatever the hell it was. All of that stuff, which has been simmering there forever and Drudge has stoked, is now sort of exploding through the channel of Trump. And part of the challenge, Michael, strikes.
He's talking about the JFK assassination. He's talking about Clinton's killing people and rape. Oh my gosh, it's so terrible. It's so horrible. What do we do? Well, the majority of Americans know the government killed Kennedy. It's over 90% in polls. The Clinton scandals with the mysterious deaths and everything are incredibly famous. The term Arkansas. He's talking about things that the majority of Americans know are going on. And what's happening is the facade of the mainstream media is falling, and they're figuring out the facade is falling because when they criticize Trump for talking about these things, he gets more popular. The tide has now officially turned. They keep trying to turn the tide back, and it's not working. Am I proud of the fact that they're saying, you know, Trump gets his worldview from Alex Jones? Yes, but that's not even true. My worldview of how the globalists operate in history is mainly on declassified documents, congressional hearings. It was declassified in the 1960s and in the 70s in the church hearings that the CIA put out the term conspiracy theorist to criticize even mainline investigative journalists that were exposing opium coming out of Vietnam and things like that. This has all happened. They've been caught over and over again. That's their term. And now Trump comes in, amplifies what I'm saying, what Drudge Report and Matt Drudge is saying, and just common sense stuff, and it's blown past them, and their facade has collapsed. It was always a facade, but now it's blown over. And Trump is hitting a whole new demographic worldwide. Even if he was a sellout, even if he's a bad guy, which I don't think he is. I think the guy's a hero. He's doing irrevocable damage to him. This is an incredible time to be alive, and the info war has never been exploding faster. We're getting like triple the traffic we got 6 months ago. It's just amazing how mainline our information is going. Mainline libertarians, mainline conservatives, mainline anti-war patriots, Amish-type folks, folks that are into being natural and organic, they're all awake. But they were already awake. I didn't wake them up. I was just a prominent person putting the information out and organizing it and having great reporters like our crew and you, the listeners, getting the info out. We're all a family, every race, color, and creed, part of this fight. And history is happening. This is the potential beginning of 1776 Part 2. They're going to crash economies. They're going to start big wars. They're going to pull out the stops, folks. But we know that they try to use these crises, both manufactured and real, to get more power. And that's why they're being defeated.
And the guys, oh, no, not another one. Where is he? How old is this kid? How old is this kid? Get out of here. Get out of here. Still wearing diapers. Look at this kid. Telling you, the kid looks like he's 10 years old. I've never seen that. It's unbelievable. That's the youngest protester I've ever seen. Actually, Ted Cruz had a very young one also. I've never seen anybody like that. All right.
Trump is just mainlining what the majority of Americans are already concerned about. And we're tired of being lied to. And the system is in full panic mode, turning all these thugs loose to try to go shut down free speech rallies and more, and that's only backfiring. The system is so scared right now. But bottom line, America's culture is a conspiracy culture since 1776, when we were ruled by a faraway land, by a faraway empire. We were born out of not trusting the government and wanting a small government. We're just rediscovering who we were and what made us great. We've been occupied by multinational globalists that say they're establishing a world government. And everything from the New York Times to the Financial Times of London. Then we say we don't want to be part of an unelected world government, and you call us dangerous terrorists. The Washington Post 3 days ago.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Of course we are. We are absolutely slaves to central banks.
You people want to have a full takeover of America when you've already seized its institutions. You want to shut down free speech. We're not flat-footed. We warned everybody. Patriots 60 years ago got the word out. And now we held your system back for so long, it finally is getting here. You're behind schedule, but people are now awake. And we're warned that you were coming and what your system would be. People like Ron Paul 30, 40 years ago, people like... Oh, it's just amazing. People like Barry Goldwater 50 years ago, they were so on target. And we stand on their shoulders today. This is just an incredible time. So spread the word. People are ready to wake up to the fact that we have an occupied government of takeover artists. And we're going to restore our republic if we understand these people are illegitimate, break the trance, and take our republic back. Their takeover was so big and so over the top, that was its advantage because it was just so incredible. But once the hoax that doesn't exist is gone, it's game over. Infowars.com is just one key outpost in this fight. Please intensify our efforts against the globalists, restore our republic, and free the world from the hands of the New World Order.
All right, that's Alex Jones' report about Donald Trump. We're going to be talking to one of the nominees for the Libertarian Party nomination coming up at the bottom of the hour, John McAfee.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by John McAfee, security expert, presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. They're going to begin their convention tomorrow. They will choose a nominee over this weekend. And I want to ask John McAfee questions about a wide variety of issues when he joins us in the next segment. But one of the key things that I want you to understand is just how much not only the Libertarian Party needs John McAfee, but how much America needs his voice in this discussion. We are seeing very disruptive technologies coming at us very quickly, growing so quickly that most of us don't really understand what's going on with it. And we don't understand the implications of it. Let me explain this to you. I teased this a little bit in the very first segment. A car's computer can fingerprint you in minutes based on how you drive. This is an article from Wired Magazine today. You know, they're able to identify you by your walk. Well, how about the way you drive? They say the way you drive is surprisingly unique. Automobiles have become data harvesting mobile computers. Yes, you need to understand that. The data collected by your car, whether you own it or whether you rent it or whether you borrow it, can probably identify you based on that driving style after as little as just a few minutes behind the wheel. This is a study done by a group called Privacy Enhancing Technology Symposium. They're going to present it in Germany this this July. I'm sorry, that's the symposium where they're going to present the study. The study was done by the University of Washington and California at San Diego. They say they can fingerprint drivers based only on the data they collect from internal computer network of the vehicle their test subjects were driving. This is what's known as the car's CAN bus, C-A-N bus, okay? They say the data collected from a car's brake pedal alone, the brake pedal alone, can identify you, and they did this with 15 individuals, and they can identify you 90% of the time after just monitoring the way you apply the brakes for 15 minutes. If they're given 90 minutes to watch the way you drive, they can identify you fully 100% of the time. Think about that. Just 90 minutes, they can identify everybody after 90 minutes of watching the way they apply the brake pedals. Now, here's the implication of this. The researchers argue that the ability to pinpoint could have unexpected privacy implications, everything from letting insurance companies punish the drivers who loan their cars to their teenage kids to confirming the identity of a driver who violated traffic laws or who caused a collision. But the fingerprinting study, they say, should serve as a more general warning to car owners about the sensitivity of data that travels across their vehicle's internal networks. Those networks are not going to remain internal much longer. The Department of Transportation, the Federal Department of Transportation, is already working on standards that they're going to mandate on cars. These standards will be identified later this year in the fall. Vehicle-to-vehicle communications, where the cars will be talking to each other. But those cars will soon be talking to the infrastructure. It's called vehicle-to-infrastructure, V2I. At that point, they are going to be talking directly to your government regulators, your government minders, your government masters, because that's what they will turn into. They get the same data that tells the insurance company when you've let your 16-year-old kid take the car to the prom might easily be used to identify drunk driving or a medical condition that's altered someone's driving ability. They say drivers are increasingly sending that sensitive data to the cloud with gadgets like Hum, Venly, Automatic, and Zuby, designed to be plugged into the car's CAN network via a port under the vehicle's dashboard. Other OBD2 devices are being offered by insurance companies like Progressive and Metromile. That's where they give you the little dongle thing that you stick in and say, well, we'll give you lower insurance rates. Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. Understand that cars like Tesla are uploading this data right now automatically. For what purpose? How will this be used? How will this be misused? I reported yesterday about how the feds are flashing their badges on auto data. This is a report from Automotive News. They said back in February, before all this dispute that John McAfee got involved in between Apple and the FBI demanding the information from these San Bernardino shooters' phones, before that happened, they called all these automotive executives into Quantico, Virginia to talk to the FBI, their headquarters, and said, we want you to work with us. And these people are very uncomfortable with this, so much so that they contacted Automotive News and said anonymously, I feel very uncomfortable with where we're at, one industry official said. He said, there's a lot of pressure on the auto industry to do a better job with security. At the same time, we're being told by the government, you guys are getting better at security, and that's messing us up. They don't want security. They want to know everything about you. This is a big brother government. And here's the bottom line, folks. They spell it out in this article. Your car essentially knows where you sleep, where you work, where you eat, where your kids go to school, where you go to church, if you're having an affair, you name it. Hey, guys, there are multiple ways. It's not just your phone, it's your car, all these different ways that the government has of tracking you. And we've had people like James Clapper say, oh, we're not recording your phone calls, we're just looking at your metadata. That's how they get you. That's how they monitor and control you and profile you. And it can be a very dangerous thing if it generates a false positive and you get SWAT teamed or you get identified as a terrorist by these people because they don't like your political views. They know your political views. It's called human intelligence, okay? It's called geo-intelligence. It's called activity-based intelligence. And this is a broad spectrum. If we don't get control of this politically, it will control us. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John McAfee.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this segment, we're going to be talking to John McAfee. We haven't established connection with him just yet. We're having a little bit of trouble with the electronics communication with Skype. But, of course, the government's not having too much problems with that. This is very key because we've got the Libertarian Nomination Convention going on this weekend, beginning tomorrow. And, of course, we're seeing a spike with the Libertarian Party. Typically, last year, they were getting about 100 new members a month. As reported by The Hill, that in January, they got 148, went up to 323 in February, March, 706, April, 1,293. So 13 times the amount that they were getting average on a month preceding year. And that's just in the first 3 weeks of May. Now, what does the Libertarian Party have? It has 50 state ballot access. That's something that is very difficult to do, but they've been able to achieve that. And the even more difficult thing to do because the corruption is to get access to the debates. But that's something that will have to be addressed on a different issue. The Libertarian Party is a factor because it does have 50 state ballot access. And let me introduce John here a little bit. I think this op-ed piece that he wrote for Newsweek back at the beginning of May was very good. He says, I might be a political hotshot, but I'm not Charlie Sheen. He said he's done a lot of things in his life. And, of course, his biography here, we've got he was employed beginning as a NASA programmer from 68 to 70. From there, he went to Xerox as an operating systems architect. Then in 87, he founded the company that is named after him, McAfee, the computer antivirus company. He sold that for a lot of money. In 1989, he went to Lockheed, began, I'm sorry, he 1989, he quit Lockheed. He began working full-time for his company and eventually sold that. And then he, as recently as 2010, he started a new venture in the field of bacterial quorum sensing, whatever that is. We won't get into that kind of detail in the weeds. But you can find him on his website at bealibertarian.com, bealibertarian.com. Now, he points out, he says, I'm familiar with business, having started 17 in my life, almost all successful, one of them now worth more than $1 billion. The fourth company I founded, McAfee, was sold to Intel for more than $7 billion a few years ago. I've started many companies now worth more than $100 million, so I know a little bit about business. McAfee went on to say, corporate competition is fierce. Many view it as economic warfare. But he says politics is something unique. And so he talks about how recently he's experienced mudslinging, where someone attacked him by comparing him to Charlie Sheen, unflatteringly. He says he admires Charlie Sheen as an actor. He doesn't make any judgments about his reported use of drugs or his proclivity for prostitutes. He says, I'm a libertarian after all. Libertarians believe no one should live one's life, that everyone should live their life as they please, provided they harm no one else. He says, as to his alleged craziness, I don't know him personally, but as for me, I've written over 100 articles in the past 3 years for International Business Times, Business Insider, Digital Trends, SiliconANGLE, Forbes, and Newsweek. If any of that sounds crazy, then perhaps I am. Joining us now is John McAfee. Welcome, Mr. McAfee.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
I'm very interested to hear your voice. I think the Libertarian Party needs your voice. I think America needs your voice in this discussion. We are threatened with a lot of vital issues. I think the border issues, the trade issues that we see that Donald Trump has tapped into, I think those are vital issues. But there's another vital issue that nobody is talking about, and that is the Big Brother aspect of massive surveillance. And there's many other issues that I don't really see candidates like Gary Johnson addressing. 4 years ago when he was running, he basically focused his campaign on government redefining marriage, on being pro-abortion, and on pot legalization, which is fine, except that those first two things are not even necessarily something that all libertarians agree on. We had pro-life libertarians when I was in the Libertarian Party. A lot of people don't believe that the government should have any role in defining marriage. And when it comes to pot legalization, that's fine, but I think we need to focus on the broader problems of drug prohibition in general. Then I was very disturbed to see that he's picking William Weld, a guy who has supported assault weapon bans. He has supported other gun control measures. He supported the Iraq War 10 months after the invasion. He's failed to oppose the Patriot Act. As a matter of fact, he worked as a DEA enforcer for Ed Meese. And this is a guy who gave us a civil asset forfeiture. Now, he eventually forced Ed Meese out for personal corruption charges, but he should have forced him into jail for giving us something like civil asset forfeiture. So I'm very disturbed to see the Libertarian Party moving in the direction of having these career politicians, which is what Gary Johnson and William Weld are, in my opinion. I think they need to be brought into the 21st century with issues like you're addressing. Talk to us about the vitality of cybersecurity and what we need to do to protect us from the government.
Well, with your permission, sir, I'd like to talk about something far more important.
Sure.
We're talking about issues, but there's an issue that absolutely no one has addressed. And that is that when Dwight Eisenhower left office in the 50s, he warned us about something called the military-industrial complex. That connection between government and industry, which would only cause greater power in both of those. Gary Johnson talks about presidential debates. If we don't get into the debate, we're lost, so he's suing the debate commission. Well, we know that's not going to go to court until after the election. We know how the court process works, so it's utter nonsense. At the Las Vegas debate that Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller put together, I did the debate like everybody else. In my closing statement, I got up and said, what you have watched is utter complete nonsense, fabricated by the media in the 60s and perpetrated by the media for the media. And let me explain. What do you have in a presidential debate? You have opening statements and closing statements written by speech writers, not the candidate himself. You have a candidate that has been coached by dozens in and.
As a matter of fact, I think we lost transmission there for a moment. One of the founders of the Libertarian Party was the speechwriter for Goldwater, who had that famous comment, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, and moderation in defense of justice is no virtue, if I got that correct. I may not have gotten that exactly right, but you're exactly right. And, so it's speechwriters.
So the point is, by buying into this media industry government complex, we learn. If, in fact, we elect these candidates, we should move the speechwriter and his coaches into the Oval Office put the candidate out. We know nothing.
I like Carl Hess even better than Barry Goldwater when I met him.
So I made the comment in my closing statement, I would sign a form today with every media outlet giving them the right to break into my house at 6 o'clock in the morning, film me in bed when I have a hangover, or come in while I'm arguing with my wife, or scolding the dog. Wouldn't you learn more? No, this debate structure, 2 minutes opening statement, 45-second response, et cetera, is nonsense structured by the media with their gaps for commercials, and it tells us nothing about the candidates. The political process in America is broken, pure and simple. Why do you think Donald Trump gets the support that he gets? He's not a politician. Now, he's a deal maker, which is half of politics, but you don't, has been tainted by and become part of that machine, which is America's political nightmare. So I'm not playing by this game. And like I said, I suffered the debate after I participated and trashed the debate and apologized personally to Penn Jillette afterwards, because I know he put lots of money, time, and effort into that debate in Las Vegas.
Sure, I understand. So, yeah, we're trying to see a contrast and a comparison of ideas, and it's just it's an imperfect form. One of the problems with it is that it's not a true debate, and that's why you have these sound bites that are put out there, because the format that we use is not like you would see in a college debate format where somebody's got a premise and you have a back and forth and they are able to engage each other. Instead, they're asked these questions by moderators who have their own agenda, and they don't really follow the issues. So I'd like to ask you about some specific issues, if you'd like to talk about that.
I'm ready. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, let's talk about, we'll get to the security issue, but let's talk first about something I haven't heard anybody really talk about much. That's mandatory vaccines. It seems like that'd be something that the Libertarian Party would be talking about. What's your position on that, as well as things like mandated government health insurance, Obamacare?
Okay, I believe, and all libertarians, and not just libertarians, I think all people have some sense that their bodies and their minds belong to themselves. I do. I was born with it. I think all kids have it. You may disagree. But if they don't belong to me, maybe they belong to my mom and dad. But they certainly don't belong to a neighbor or you, or certainly not to a government. So when you tell me that you are going to stick a needle into a body that I own and vaccinate me for my own good, I'm going to say F you and get the F off of my property. Why? Because look at the realities. If the vaccines do, in fact, work, then why are people upset if a few people choose not to take them?
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to get sick and die. They're going to get sick and die, but it's not going to affect you. And if they don't work, then it was an improper move to force everyone to be vaccinated. This is a non-issue, sir. It's a non-issue if we look at it realistically.
Good, good. That's a great answer. Let me ask you about mandated health insurance, for example, Obamacare. I'm assuming that you would say the government should not be able to force us to purchase something like that. What would you do with the health system in order to appease the things that people think that they're going to get out of the quote-unquote Affordable Health Care Act?
Well, that's odd that you ask that. 2 years ago, I was on Neil Cavuto's Fox News, and he asked me about Obamacare. And I said, well, number one, the website is a hacker's wet dream. And he said, I don't believe you said that. But I did. What right does government have to mandate anything? Did we elect this government to be our mother and father or our boss? I certainly didn't. Maybe you did. When our Constitution was formed, the government was a service organization. George Washington was pushed kicking and screaming into the job. Who wants the job of serving 3 million people?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the problem is they tried to manage this, and there isn't anybody that is capable of managing the lives of hundreds of millions of people. There's not any bureaucracy that's capable of doing that as well.
No, we are living under a delusion. Yeah. They tell us the police are here to protect us. Well, I ask you, someone breaks into your head, where is the magic button that you push?
Yeah, exactly.
It's between you.
It's the magic button that opens up my gun safe. That's what I did for
that's it. Myself. That's it. That's the thing. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned guns. Good Lord, we are libertarians. I have not met a single libertarian that does not believe we have the right to own and bear arms. And Gary Johnson picks a man who doesn't want anyone under 21 having a gun, who doesn't believe that firearms are necessary unless they're used for hunting.
Yes.
Holy heck.
Yeah. Well, I think the important thing that you and I are missing there, John, is that he picked somebody who was a two-term governor. That was far more important than what he believed about the Second Amendment, apparently.
Well, here's the thing. Being a two-term governor is a negative this year. Please don't understand it.
Especially this Massachusetts.
We are sick of politicians and governors and mayors and anybody tainted and polished by the political process. So it's insane.
As a matter of fact, when Reason Magazine looked at Gary Weldon and William Weldon talked about his tenure as governor, they said, the Libertarian Party likes to talk about how they're fiscally conservative, socially liberal. Well, he's socially liberal in a Michael Bloomberg kind of way.
Yes.
And that's precisely it. Yeah.
Scary. It's utterly scary. So here's what happened. The Libertarians have been around for a long time. This is Gary's second attempt to be nominated. What happens when you decide to take a slow, careful step into revolution? Because, libertarianism is a revolutionary idea. We want to completely change the way our government functions. When you take these slow, careful steps, like Gary and the party has been doing, you end up with compromise. All change of a radical nature in all of human history that is attempted in a slow step-by-step process has resulted in that movement being absorbed in the power there through compromise. We're seeing that the convention has not even happened. And already we have someone who is absolutely not a libertarian running as vice president.
Exactly.
We can't do that.
I agree with you completely. And I think you really hit the nail on the head. What we're looking at here is a takeover by the establishment. It's not an advantage to have two-term governors from a Democrat state running for your party. Only the Washington insiders would believe that. Let's talk a little bit about the surveillance state. Is Snowden a hero or a traitor?
Good Lord. Let's get real. If a man comes to you...
Do we lose you? Are you there? I just wanted to get that answer. We're talking to John McAfee. Do we lose him, guys? Is he still on the line, or are we getting a little bit sketchy with his phone? We just lost him. Okay, they're going to try to reestablish connection with John McAfee. But I want to ask him about this because, Alex alluded to this in his report about the Church Committee hearings, the Pike Committee hearings. They knew back in the 70s that the government was illegally surveilling American citizens. That was one of the things that started the Church Committee hearings in the Senate, the Pike Committee hearings in the House. The Pike Commission called the NSA chief in to talk to them, and they asked to see their charter. And he said, I'm not going to show it to you. We were created by executive order by President Truman, and I'm not even going to show you my charter. That's the arrogance of the NSA in the 1970s. It's only gotten worse. They decided that they would go through and they would try to establish a law to control this criminal, secret, dark government that had already created, metastasized after about two decades. So they created the FISA Act. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Part of that was going to be a court that would hear secret testimony. If they wanted to spy on somebody and it was a matter of intelligence, they wanted to set up a due process case with that. So they created a court in order to hear that, in order to give the warrant. Now what has happened? We now have this organization, and I'm notified that John is back with us. We now have this organization that is acting as a star chamber, operating in secret, making these dragnet surveillance warrants that are going all over the entire country, as well as claiming that they're modifying the Constitution with their secret rulings. There's not even any opposition. Let's go back to John McAfee. We lost you as you were talking. I had asked you if John Snowden is a hero or a traitor.
Oh, Edward, okay, if someone knocks on your door and says, I have to tell you something. It's extremely important. I have discovered that your government, whose charter, a piece of your government, the NSA, whose charter is to collect evidence on foreign threats, is spying on you. Now, do you go, oh, you're a traitor? No, you go, thank you. For God's sake, how long has this been happening?
Yes.
We need to tell the world. So come
and,
on, please.
And so let me ask you, we've got to go to break real quickly, John. Is Hillary Clinton a hero, a traitor, or presidential material? With her email stuff. Okay, that's a rhetorical question. We don't have to get an answer from John. We'll be right back with John McAfee. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We'll be right back.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John McAfee, candidate for the Libertarian nomination. The nominating convention is going to be held in Orlando beginning tomorrow. They're going to choose who the presidential nominee will be. They'll be on the ballot probably in all 50 states. And whether John McAfee wins or loses the nomination, whether he wins or loses the presidency, I hope we do not lose his voice in this important issue about cybersecurity. This is a vital issue. This is a tool that the government is using to control us. Winston Churchill said, after he went to war with the Germans the second time, he said, the Germans are either at your feet or at your throat. Well, you know what? It's more true of the government. The government is either at your feet or at your throat. And the tool with which they will control us, or we will control them, is the internet and technology. It's vital that we understand the implications of these technologies. It's vital that we have somebody who has a libertarian perspective telling us the truth about the real implications of this. And real quickly, before we go back to John, just want to remind you, we've got Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 20% off. We've extended that sale. I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but again, that is our Nascent Iodine. A great time to stock up on that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have Super Male Vitality back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com after being sold out for over a month. Check out the products there. That's how we support the operation. Now, let's go back to John McAfee. John, I want to ask you about the intelligence issues. I talked briefly while we lost contact with you about what's going on with the FISA. Everybody understands a little bit about this. But talk to us about what we're seeing happening. You got involved with the demands from the FBI for data from the iPhone of the San Bernardino shooters. But now we've learned that they're also already leaning on car manufacturers to turn over all this information. How do we control this politically?
Well, what has happened is the FBI, and not just the FBI, all of the government covert agencies and many of the police organizations are attempting to gain more control over access to our private information. The FBI wanted Apple to create a special master key that only the FBI would have, so that the FBI could open any phone. Well, I've been around for in technology for 50 years. It was a software key. You can't keep that secret for more than 2 weeks. Everybody in the world would have it.
Yes, yes.
So the government is overreaching in an unconstitutional, immoral, and certainly illegal way in attempting to control us. Because really, what is information? If you know everything about the populace, then you can control the populace. I mean, this is the philosopher's stone of every dictator. And this is what our government is trying to do. Well, I won't have that. So when I offered to hack the phone, I knew I could get a team together to do it. I was really pointing to the fact that I knew the FBI could do it themselves, which they did, as they said, with the help of a foreign hacker, which they paid $1.2 million. Offered to do it for free.
Yes.
So we are, as a nation, ruled by a government that is so powerful and corrupt, it is out of control. And the FBI was just one representative sample of what was happening. So I stepped in and said, no, I'm not having to shift.
Knowledge is power. And if they have knowledge of everything that you do, they have complete power over
you. Power.
We're out of time. I wish we had more time. Okay. John McAfee, if you want to find out more information about him, go to bealibertarian.com. Mr. McAfee, best of luck to you this weekend. Whatever happens, I hope we do not lose your voice in this important issue over privacy. And it is not only a legal and constitutional issue. It is a moral issue. People need to understand this, and they need to hear from someone like John McAfee who can call the bluff of these liars who are telling us we have to give up our liberty for security. Tonight, InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central. We also have a Ask Me Anything session at 7 Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.